You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's go.
All right. Shock Jock Radio for your December 1st.
That lovable Shock Jock. Christy Simone.
Hey, just noticed that Dum Dum's coming to a microchip plant in Phoenix next week.
Yes.
I'm waiting for him to go, where's the sour cream and cheddars? it's not that type of chip, Mr. President.
Can I get a sundae?
Mr. Dumbass.
Chocolate chips. he was disappointed that there was no mint in the chocolate
chips. I like
chips.
The semi-sweet. Jeez. Good morning, everybody.
Well, you know, he's making the rounds now because he's saying, you know, just another $3 trillion and we can really get this manufacturing economy going.
I like when he's sitting with the union people and he goes,
oh, yesterday, that was
what,
just
you fools never even heard of the supply chain before.
I mean it. They had to do a I mean it count. What a travesty. Yeah. Just another $3 trillion. What, $5 trillion, whatever they need.
Keep getting outplayed, man. That's what's going on. Schweikert at 7:07, third hour, Ed Alexander, and sports columnist Greg Hanson.
Looking forward to that.
So they'll be here in the third hour. Greg has been on the show before, I believe. I feel like it was a call-in. I don't know if he was here, but it was years ago. A couple of you have asked to see if you can come to the Christmas party. You can't. It's done. Out. Love you guys.
No room at the inn in the nativity parlance.
That's right. My brother and I used to have this kid we knew named, his name was PJ, Philip John. And PJ, we used to go, he was one of the early pioneers of the, no. And that's where we're at. I'm sorry. Love to have you.
The OG of, no.
Absolutely. 1984 Long Island, as we like to say. So much stuff to cover today. We got to get to abortion laws. We'll do, I'm going to just do a quick sports thing at 6:30. Larson is doing his finals for law school, so he can't come in. He can't come out to play today. Another story about deadly pedestrian crashes, and there's actually some interesting numbers on how many of these people are freaked out on some sort of drug. There's a local and a national story covering the Title 42 going away. Now, remember, this is a federal branch of the government, the executive branch, that wants Title 42 to go away because COVID's not a problem anymore, but they want everyone to mask up at federal facilities. Just want to tell you, everybody, it's not really about public health.
You know, and the state health director, whoever that is now, is already saying, well, you know, we recommend it because several places are in the high transmission.
They don't work!
I'm not
yelling at you. All right. It's like, why don't you go wear an extra pair of wet underwear walking through a forest fire? Idiots. Yeesh.
And the mayor, she'll be speaking tonight, so she'll probably have a new mask, you know, mandate to unveil.
I wanted to do the sign and protest outside that says Rahina lets local business burn. But I got like four things this afternoon I got to go do. And I don't know if I can, I really wanted to make the big sign. Romero lets small business burn in Tucson. $125 to go see the mayor do the state of the city with the losers at the Chamber of Commerce. $125.
Did you catch the Tucson Metro Chamber's post promoting it? And they quoted, I want to be sedated. They quoted the Ramones song.
No, that was Eastside Tom who put that in as a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's an odd thing to...
The Tucson Chamber doesn't want to be sedated. They are sedated. I mean, if there's an enabler of Rahina Romero's crap, it's the Tucson Metro Chamber. I mean, they're just kissing her butt so they can get their fat
scraps.
Money. Yeah. Right. So they'll let her just ruin business for this town. Right. But they'll get, 250 people today at $125 a pop. So, Michael, we can make sure Michael Guyman keeps his $140,000 pay. I mean, I can't think of a bigger loser speaking to a group of losers. It's like the Loser Bowl. Just letting they're just letting the rest of you burn. That's what's going on.
Yes, the sir. Tucson Metro Chamber quoted the Ramones. They changed the words. They quoted the Ramones, "I want to be sedated," talking about the
post that you shared,
and it's the Tucson Metro Chamber's post, and it says, "I won't do it in the staccato. 44 minutes to go to get your State of the City tickets. Insert Ramones singing." Oh. Bam, bam, ba, ba, la, bam, bam.
Oh, and then East Side Tom said, I want to be sedated on the bottom.
Or East Side Matt or somebody, yeah.
Or maybe East Side Matt. Yeah. Could have been one of you guys. We got a lot of East Siders.
Anyway, I thought it was a strange and oddly appropriate song to reference.
Again, it's perfect for them. They are sedated. So $125 to hear Rahina go, "Oh, I have a plan that for homelessness, you guys don't understand that there's levels of homelessness, and keep eating it on the minimum wage, you losers. Oh, I'm sorry, there's zombies with pig stickers trying to kill your employees. Well, you should wear better armor when you go to work."
Or you can hear about, and this is the one that I could never understand that the chambers let go, is businesses, Cunningham a few years ago, businesses are exploiting people.
I remember.
Oh my goodness. Businesses are exploiting their workers.
I remember that.
You even asked him. I mean, the D-Train even asked him about it directly.
You are correct.
And he lost his crap on that. He did. He said they're being exploited. You said, "Well, can you give me an example?" And he lost his mind.
Correct. Again, Paul's not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. All right, this is where we're at. All right, our friend Patra, who suffers in the Oracle and Grant area, our listener.
Yes.
Homeless update. Dear Chris, I must tell you this story. Last Wednesday, I was working in my home on Balboa, and there was a homeless camp cleanup, armed cops and community cops. The tiny bulldozer cleaning up trash. I was hopeful. I asked the police about Altura Street and Castro Avenue. They said they just cleaned it out. I was ecstatic. I came home after work that day, and the homeless camp was back in place. But get this. We have a camp right across the street on Altura Street, but this camp has a pallet jack with a pallet where they can load up their stuff to leave when the police show up. I'm sure the pallet jack was stolen. Please let your business owners know. Like Liz from Oracle on Limberlost, they are, quote, defiant and relentless, unquote. God help us all. Love you, Chris and Matt, your friend Patra.
Or as County Attorney Laura Conover said, that would be hateful language. Hateful and divisive language.
Shock jock, baby. Shock jock. Luke, tit for tat, she's calling you shot jock, and she's an ambulance chaser. You know, the ambulance chaser would mean that she actually wants to go to court. She doesn't like court. So... I know where you're going with this, but I think we got to figure out a. And then for my girl Joanne Sabah, Bill just sent this thing that El Jefe Cat Lounge is opening a cafe. How do you get away with having a cafe with all that cat hair all over your food and drink? Ugh. Ugh. Sorry. Cat Lounge. It's cute. Lots of birthdays today in the music world, but we're definitely going to feature Christine McVie, keyboardist, vocalist for Fleetwood Mac. Beautiful voice, and just seemed to lock down the vocal section, right, of that, whether it's harmonies or lead or whatever. She was a very, very talented woman. She died at age 79 yesterday. And so, Matt, before we go to break, tell the story. Songbird, let's go.
So I've heard this a couple of different ways, but they had finished recording for the day, and I had heard she'd kind of dozed off to sleep, and the song was kind of percolating, and she woke up and had this great song, Songbird, on the Rumors album.
Right.
Right. Nobody to record it, and she was worried that she was going to forget the song and the chords and everything. So she wrote everything down, stayed up all night, kept playing it and practicing it and working it out because there was, again, everybody had gone home. And then the next morning they went in and she says, here, I wrote this last night. Beautiful song. And so they all loved it and they recorded it. Their producer decided, I want to make the song special. I want to get a good room to play this in. So instead of recording it in Sausalito where they were recording the album.
Right.
He found a music hall. He had one choice, I think, in Berkeley, and that was booked, but so they got another one. And they got her a 9-foot concert grand. And she played it 15 mics, right?
Wow.
And they just had Lindsay off stage with an acoustic guitar just for cadence, for tempo, to kind of help out. And he is in the mix, of course. But it's this beautiful song. The room was as much a part of the song as the piano was because they had these great acoustics. And so it's this great song called Songbird, and it's a Christine McVie composition and an interesting story about how it came about. And
all right.
Rest in peace, Christine.
Yeah, rest in peace. Thanks for all the great songs and people want to go see him in concert. Here's Christine McVie and the crew at Fleetwood Mac. Wake up, Tucson. We're just talking about the floodgates that are going to happen with Title 42 with all these migrants, illegals, whatever we're calling them nowadays, flooding across the border. Listener Robert, the Army missed its recruitment goal by 25%, but let's put them all back in masks. I'm sure that won't affect retention at all. Again, remember, the Biden administration wants these people to put their masks on, which are useless. Useless. At federal facilities, but they convinced a federal court judge to kill the Trump Title 42, which is basically saying for a public health emergency, we're going to keep as many people as we... Not that it's helping that much. All you're doing is opening the floodgates wider. So I know you're going to be in shock. You're all going to fall down. One side of their mouth, they say it's over, and the other side of his mouth says, put your mask back on. But they're just saying it's over so they can have more migrants flood America. It's just, it's wild and wacky. So Julio Rosas over at Town Hall talking about the Mexican border is faced for the second time this year at the prospect of Title 42 no longer being enforced amid a historic influx of illegal crossings. Title 42, the public health order implemented in 2020, is set to expire on December 21st after a federal court ruling forced the Biden administration to end the practice. He forced them. Law enforcement and border towns are bracing for it to go away before, again, another federal judge ordered to keep it in place at last minute, causing confusion and frustration for migrants waiting in Mexico. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, let's get to... this place... think about what's going on in the chaos of Tucson streets. And I love that the only person they could get to talk about this at the county is Mark Evans, the chief minister of information, who couldn't give a flying crap about this thing one way or another. Okay. Go get Adelita Grijalva, Bud Foster. Get Evans. That's the best you could do, was get Evans, the PR flack? Bud, you're slipping, buddy. What, is Adelita not returning your calls? Are you too white for her? I think you're too white for her. Get Rex on there. See if Rex votes for all this crap or Doogie Howser. Let's do it. Keith, still genius. Doogie Howser. Love it. What do we got here today? So they say they're doing 400 to 450 a day right now, Pima County. Remember, they're going to spend $34 million of taxpayer dollars doing all this. Okay? Now it's going to over 1,000 a day, according to Captain Happy Mark Evans. There's going to be some hard choices will have to be made.
Pima County is currently in negotiations for a large warehouse that can be quickly converted into a shelter. And Mark Kelly and Kirsten Sinema, they want answers. They want answers, Chris.
I'm sure they do. I mean, that's the best part. Both of them have let the border just blow up, right? And all of this chaos at the border just adds more chaos to all the other bad things that come through the border, right? Whether it's fentanyl drugs, human smuggling, all this. So they don't care about that, but we got it for the press, especially Sinema's up for re-election in 2 years. She's got to go, hey, look at me. I asked. Evans, we can't sit and do nothing. We know this is going to happen, so we're going to try to acquire this building. At the same time, there needs to be financial consideration because of the uncertainty of whether it's actually needed. And then, of course,
1,000 people a day, and they're wondering if they need to do something.
Then the question is, if the county goes forward, will FEMA pay the bill? Probably not. Well, we'll see what happens with the. And then I love this one. Sinema told the committee hearing these releases directly onto city streets are inhumane. They leave migrants vulnerable to the elements and bad actors preying on the most vulnerable. How about the people who live here, babe? I'm just saying. How about the rest of us who are? I have sympathy for these folks. They're our fellow human beings, right? But most of them are coming here illegally, or they're just walking up to the border. And this is why Biden sucks, right? And just say, oh, yeah, I got troubles at home. All right, you're in. What? Hey, Kirsten, where are you on immigration court reform? You got that? You set on that too? The 80% of these people that don't show up for their court date? Are you cool with that, girl? Are you cool with that? Are you worried about the rape trees and rape insurance on their way up from Mexico because your party has put out so many carrots that these lot of ignorant people, ignorant souls, say, oh, I just go to America. Do you worry about that, Kirsten or Rahina or any of you softies on the border? You guys, it's amazing. And you don't care about people dying on the back of hot 18-wheelers either, I've noticed. So Kirsten, stop talking about inhumane. You're doing the cafeteria outrage. You know, I'll do a little outrage here and a scoop here, but I don't want outrage here, here, or here. I'm a Catholic. We call them cafeteria Catholics. It's we're cool with this, but that abortion thing, that really crimps my lifestyle. So Kirsten, I need to, and then of course, you know, she's chastising Mayorkas. I mean, if you want a little written play there. Now I'm gonna chastise you a little bit. Don't get upset. It's so crazy. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. David Schweikert at the top of the hour. Larson is doing law school finals. And then Ed Alexander and AZ sports columnist Greg Hansen in the third hour. Wake up. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Second after Schweikert, I'll get to the Steve Christie wrote an op-ed about the Tucson Crime Free Coalition and calling out the city council and Conover. So we'll get to that. And I've texted with Steve yesterday. We'll get him on soon to discuss. So we'll get to that in the second hour. And then I love this one. It goes back to the only guy who wants to ask a question, Peter Ducey. So Ducey asked KJP, Kevin McCarthy said that he invited President Biden down to the border. How does the president RSVP? We know the president's never been down to the border. The possible next speaker says he wants to go with him. So is he going to go? ? And KJP says he's been there. He's been to the border and since he took office. And Ducey said, well, when did he go to the border? And she said, since he took office, the president has been taking action to fix our immigration issue, ." He's never been to the office. He has
directed.
I mean, this lady actually, imagine if Kelly Conway or Kelly McEnany. I love saying that. Kelly McEnany did a absolute lie.
Yeah.
As that.
Sure.
I mean, Don Lemon would be bleeding himself out on CNN.
It's true. This is North Korea.
Again, when Donald Trump said that the press is the enemy of the American people, all right, covers about 75% of them. And when you willfully let KJP, you let Ducey's the only one who asks hard questions. And then when she lies to him, you all know in that room, he's never been to the border since. I mean, I don't know when he was since he was a senator. You know, I'm sure it was probably during the Reagan administration. Okay. But I'm telling you, she just said he's been there since he took over as president.
And it's like,
it's a bold-faced lie.
It's like Tommy Flanagan, right?
Yeah.
He lies. You know he lies, and he knows that you know that he lies. And it's still the smile and proceed.
It's, wow. I mean, you can't make it up, Matthew. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy amazing. I was also going to tell you that Lugo Charities Bike in the Box has donated bikes for Gap Ministries. Jesse wanted me to let you know. And so I wanted to get that out. I did ask my three pizza guys on Facebook, which is Rocco, Nick at Arizona Pizza, and Ted at Dominic's, if someone can make the George Costanza, George Steinbrenner eggplant calzone.
Big Stein. Big Stein wants a calzone.
And I think that the so Rocco had the right thing. Is it a baked eggplant or is it a breaded eggplant that's in that? That's what we got to figure out. I think Rocco should make both, and we'll have a taste test. Games and Gadgets now has a third location. He is at the Marana Premium Outlet Malls. So the third location of Tucson Games and Gadgets, if you're one of our Marana brothers and sisters, give them a shot. Again, great family games, all that good stuff. So,
take it from a shock jock who plays D&D, an enlightened shock jock who plays D&D.
Speaking of a enlightened shock jock. A lot of our friends here in Tucson who are followers of the Mexico national soccer team, they went out yesterday, and I did watch the game, okay? And what was happening is there was I'm going to tell you something that will drive all you soccer haters nuts, okay? So I had an appointment at lunchtime. I got back. I'm watching the second half.
20 okay. extra minutes or extra time?
Oh, no. Minutes. Oh, wait, no. That's nothing.
Okay.
It's nothing, what I'm about to say. Nothing. So what happened was Argentina is beating Poland 2-0, right? Mexico is beating Saudi Arabia 2-0. And at that point, if the game stopped, right, ended at that point, Mexico and Poland would be even on points, goal differential, all that stuff. But Poland... And they played each other, they tied each other. So you don't even have that, right? Poland would advance because Mexico had a extra yellow card for bad behavior, and they would have gotten Poland would go past them and leave them in the dust based on a disciplinary card.
This is stuff that starts wars.
I'm just saying that if I told that to Higgins, he'd be like, "This is why this sport sucks," right? So what was happening is Mexico needed to score one more goal to get that extra goal differential, and then they would have went instead of the Poles to the next round, Okay. And so watching that last 25, 30 minutes was intense because they are grinding, grinding, grinding. There's a truckload of Mexicans all over Qatar, or gutter, however you want to say it. But they got like tens of thousands of Mexican nationals and fans in Qatar right now. So the place was going nuts and living and dying with every shot. Right? I mean, it was wild. Okay. And what was Landon Donovan, who's a former U.S. great, soccer great. And I like Landon. He's pretty dry, but I like the way he talks about soccer. So this guy has a shot from literally, I don't know, 15 yards out, and he skies it 20 yards over the goal. And Donovan goes, I guarantee he's going to have nightmares about that shot the rest of his life. I was like, ugh. And what happened was they were so gassed trying to score that third goal that, and like really in the last couple of minutes of the game, the Saudis just did a nice little combo play and scored and then ruined it for it. So it was all of this tension and craziness, and then the deflation when the Saudis scored that goal, and it was like, so crazy, crazy. So the U.S. is playing the Dutch, as Michael Caine would say, the Dutch. We got to find that the Austin Powers. Remember, he plays Austin's dad in the third movie, and he does this line about, because he hates the Dutch. He says, there's two types of people I hate. People who, you know, ruin other people's day, and the Dutch. So anyway, we're playing the Dutch on Saturday. Let's see what we got. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our game against the Netherlands. And then Argentina, Australia. And then France, Poland, and England, Senegal on Sunday. So that's here we go. Let's go.
Two things I can't stand in this world: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
What?
That was his, because of course Gold Member's Dutch. So, but it's. The games in the first round have not been totally, for a guy, I'm into this. There's been some good games. There's been some crap games. There just has. Matt, let's go to break early, and then I want to do this pedestrian Ali Potter story. I want to get into that a little bit because there's some numbers in there that are, especially about she did the good work of putting it in there that TPD put as... what's the percentage of people and what are they whacked out on? And all of these pedestrian deaths and things like that. So we'll do that. We are celebrating the career of Christine McVie, of course, from Fleetwood Mac. And then there's a whole bunch of other birthdays going. A wide variety of birthdays today. We got Densmore from The Doors. We got Jocko. Some of you know what a Jocko is. Lou Rawls, we got it all. So, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Again, one of Fleetwood Mac's greatest strengths, right, is having these three vocalists in the band, right, of Christine and Stevie and Lindsay, right? Pretty good when they were working together and harmonizing and doing their thing. It's one of the reasons they became what they became, so... You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. So Allie, Harry Potter's sister Allie, she did a report about people drugged out of their minds and pedestrian deaths and all this good stuff. And so I think what we'll do is I'll have Matthew play the story. And again, this is something, I don't know if TPD sent out a press release or what's going on here, but I will tell you that there's been like, I guess what, two or three stories this week by various folks on this about this whole pedestrian thing. Like all of a sudden it's a thing. So
there have been two. There was one, he succumbed to his injuries over the weekend, but it was a guy.
We're not binary.
He was hit on Thanksgiving Day. And then there was the other one, I think Monday night at Swan and Speedway. Ugh. So, I mean, It's just horrible.
Correct.
And anyway, we're going to find out here one of the main factors.
Look at Val's hair. Wow. She's killing it.
And unless maybe we'll pass on doing the Fleetwood Mac accompaniment. So
that's all right.
Let's try this.
Val's a big Fleetwood Mac fan.
Deadly year on our streets for pedestrians. So far, at least 45 people have been struck and killed. That's nearly double the number compared to this time last year. The latest death happened last night on Speedway, just east of Swan. Tucson police say Roxanne Phobes was crossing the street outside of a crosswalk when she was struck and killed. The driver stopped and cooperated with the investigation. KLOD News 13's Allie Potter spoke to the Tucson Police Department
Potter.
And joins us live on Oracle in Fort Lowell. And Allie, is that an area where they've seen a lot of deaths?
So, Valerie, Tucson police tell me there's not really a specific location. In fact, it's happening all over Tucson, unfortunately.
Amen,
when there's
sister.
A crash that involves a pedestrian or really anybody, of course, an investigation does take place. And the medical examiner's office then takes data from those victims. And those findings help determine the cause of this awful growing problem.
To this date, we have seen 45 fatalities related to pedestrian collisions. Last year at this time, we were at 25.
Tucson Police Officer Frank Mago says those numbers are alarming,
Magos.
And what's causing it is scary.
Looking at the numbers, you can see that a lot of these fatalities involve people under the influence.
According to the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office, 72% had meth in their system, 53% had fentanyl, and 38% had alcohol.
This is more along the lines of touching on the fentanyl epidemic, where we're not really seeing the transients, the unsheltered.
OME says 68% of the pedestrians who died were not homeless.
People really drinking beer anymore. They're going after fentanyl. It's much cheaper and has a much more effective high.
Drinking
so it
beer.
Really does speak to the fentanyl problem that we are seeing, not
Frank,
just in Tucson,
what was 1972?
Officer Magos tells me the fatal crashes
beer.
Mostly occurred
I
on
wish
Thursdays,
they were drinking beer, bro.
Followed by Saturdays. OME says half of the pedestrians were not using crosswalks.
41 of the deaths that we know of are hit and run.
Officer Magos says if you find yourself in a pedestrian vehicle collision, stop and call 911 right away.
So that way we can respond and start conducting that investigation. Because, there are a lot of factors that go into all of these collisions.
And Officer Magos told me that defensive driving is key, more so than ever. Of course, it's getting darker a little bit earlier. He says also make sure there's enough space between you and the vehicle in front of you. And please just beware of your surroundings. Like I mentioned, there's only 50% of those crashes that happen inside a crosswalk. So that means that someone could just be out in the street as you're cruising along. So again, please be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Reporting live here in Midtown, Allie Potter, KLD News 13.
So, you know, we keep saying fentanyl, right? Because that's what we like to say. According to the numbers that Officer Magos reported, meth is still king when it comes to this people who are... So fentanyl's 53%. 72% had meth in their systems. So, now here's a math thing for everybody. Now... Tucson, home of champions, just shut the radio off. This one's going to blow your gourd, so just don't even. So Matt, don't you go anywhere. I see you taking your headphones off. You're I'm going to torture you with this, okay? So Matt, if I take 72% had meth and 53% had fentanyl and 38% had alcohol, if I add those all up, that's over 100%.
So there were multiple, some of them were under the influence of multiple substances.
See, Matt got it.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, and might also add, Katie Bolger, that they were not wasting their time. They were trying
Bolger.
To protect you from yourself, right?
Katie Bolger. That's a reference. That's the dude's old chief of staff who was drunk on the medians in Tucson who went to the...
Speedway in the dark.
Do you know who I am? I think she's holding Kevin Dahl's leash now, I think. So, like, Rahina doesn't talk... She doesn't want to talk to Dahl directly, right? So she just says, hey, Bolger, you know, get him over here.
Missed a spot with Ruben, the pool brush.
Ruben clogged up the John again. Can you send Dahl over here to fix that? So, Katie Bulger. I can't believe you brought up Katie Bulger. One of our friends, hashtag the curse, says they never call it jaywalking. They always sugarcoat it. These people that jaywalk, that's the word for people, what they're doing. The word is jaywalking. So I wanted to look up, I never knew where the word jaywalking came from. Matt, do you in your encyclopedic brain, know what?
I heard it a long time ago, and I just do not remember.
All right, I didn't know at all. I had
long time ago, but I've long since forgotten.
Zero for me. Experts, this is, comes from the Farmer's Almanac, almanac.com. Experts think it came a time where automobiles were gaining popularity in cities. In 1917, J-A-Y, was common slang for a hick, or more kindly, a person inexperienced in the ways of in the big city.
Mm.
Consequently, a jaywalker was someone who was clueless about those newfangled traffic signals telling people when they could or when they couldn't walk.
So that's not... That doesn't sound familiar, so maybe that's not the way I'd heard it.
Gotcha.
That's interesting.
So
I saw it was the one on... I'll look up the article. I think they referred to somebody in a wheelchair as, honestly, as Jay Rowling. Let me look this up. I saw something in an article a couple of days ago that just looked like they were trying to be overly inclusive in their language.
Well, I guess they're rolling and not walking, so I'm okay with Jay Rowling. 6:55 in the morning after Schweikert, what we will get to is I got to get to the Steve Christie crime thing. I got to get to the Board of Soups on Tuesday are going to have the discussion about the lithium plant. And the chances that the lithium plant and a potential 1,000 jobs gets approved, I think is somewhere between, I don't know, 0% and 3%. And we'll talk about why. Before that's over, let's get to holidays and birth. I haven't done this. One of our listeners like, well, you don't do holidays and birthdays anymore. And I said, all right, well, we're going to do it. So here we go. It's Civil Air Patrol Day. I've had a couple of friends participate in the Civil Air Patrol. We'll get to a good day. I'll save her to the end. We have National Christmas Lights Day. Me and Van Buren were already up Thanksgiving, so...
Clark and Clark.
That's fine. Clark Van Buren. He'll be here tomorrow with top 10 movies located in that took place in Mexico. So that'll be fun. Wear a dress day. Hopefully that's for females. National Pie Day. They want you to hold on to that pie love from Thanksgiving. Now it's National Pie Day.
And our Deep Tracks guy said I should have done this Monday, play Left Overture by Kansas for Monday for leftovers.
Oh, that's true. And then more importantly, it's Rosa Parks Day. I love Rosa Parks Day.
Yep.
Because spiritually, too many of us have been told to sit in the back of the bus, and we're still doing it. Still doing it. And that young lady said, kiss my grits, I'm sitting in the front of the bus. Just like everybody else. So God bless Rosa Parks. So
absolutely.
Because a bunch of you are not Rosa Parks. Live the spirit of Rosa Parks, kids. Remember when Trump was when elected and they had that picture of all the Nazis and at a rally and everyone's doing the Sieg Heil and there's one guy just with his arms folded looking going, what the hell's going on? They say, be that person. You need to be that person. All the time. You got a question, and if it's wrong, you got to fight. Again, that's what I love about all these people who are going crazy over Maricopa County screwing you on the election. They screwed you 2 years ago, and you did nothing about it. Well, Kelly Ward did some videos. Hi, this is Kelly. Oh, I'm going to give you an update. I'm going to shove Carrie Lake down your throat. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say that? Now, let's get to birthdays today. Tyler Joseph, head singer, lead singer from 21 Pilots. Guitarist Brad Delson from Linkin Park. Sam Reed from Glass Tiger, Canadian rock band from the 80s. But then we get down to Jaco Pastorius, who was an amazing bassist. Weather Report worked with Joni Mitchell, Pat Metheny, And he died at age 35 from irreversible brain damage because he got in a fight with a bouncer in Fort Lauderdale from an altercation with a bouncer at the Midnight Club in Fort Lauderdale. I think Ed Alexander used to go to the Midnight Club. Gilbert O'Sullivan is birthday today. We are not playing that damn song.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you. Oliver Brown, percussionist from KC.
The other song?
Bette Midler, we're not playing any of that stuff either today. Then I got John Densmore, drummer for The Doors. And then let's see what else we got there. Oh, the unbelievable smooth Lou Rawls. So Lou has always been an amazing guy. And I've been playing the Capitol Christmas collection that's on Spotify, and there's some good Lou. So there's a Christmas song on my list for Lou today. So wake up, Tucson, 10-3 of the voice, David Schweikert. I think that's Dutch. Uh-oh. Wake up, Tucson, 10-3 of the voice.